A motor careened unseen toward the Devil Ray. The whistle became louder with every passing second. Jill braced herself for the impact. The round detonated close enough to lift her partway out of her seat. They were dialing them in now. "Are you kidding me?" she shouted around the mouthpiece. "That is enough." Jill tapped Carl's highlighted feed with the tip of her tongue and prepared for the free fall. Glittering motes of stardust began to streak by. Jill felt herself wanting to hyperventilate. Her fingernails dug into the ends of her armrests. She hated this part so much. Enveloped in whorls of spectral energy, Jill plunged into that disembodied vastness where a soul felt as vulnerable as a newly hatched tadpole wriggling through a pond's murky abysms. These were uncharted waters, where nothing was really understood, where a soul might go spinning out of orbit to become forever lost in a dynamic dreamscape between bodies. Jill's eyes rolled back into her head. Her nails split against the armrest, and she began to convulse. It was so hard to let go. As Jill rocketed through the freefall, she felt like a trespasser in God's backyard, a place where no living human being should ever hope to be. Bolts of fire flashed through the miasma. Spoken word devolved to sound. Collective energy egressed every cell in her human body, and her cognitive one became 1 billion as Jill's consciousness re-entered the primeval soup as a galaxy of falling stars. All that remained was a girl's reflection on the gazing pool, if she'd ever even existed at all. In the next instant, she was reborn. An infant on the ocean floor, she could barely lift her oversized head. Nothing felt right. Disoriented, paralyzed in the gloom, she felt all mixed up, as though she'd been dismembered and reconstructed from scrap animal parts. Limbs squirmed beneath her hulking form like a catch of eels. Her gangly arms felt disjointed, backwards. The seemingly limitless capacity of her lungs, if they were even lungs at all, was an oddly distracting sensation. Like a flaccid balloon that begged to be inflated, she filled the empty bladders with a great rush of river water, and then released a small burst with a fluttering groan. Inhaling deeply, she filled every recess in her body with water, gathered her mess of legs beneath her, and rose.